Blog Talk Radio.
And the rosebuds know to bloom in early May. Just as Hazel's love can cure, you can rest your mind sure that I'll be loving you always. As knocking reveals the mysteries of tomorrow, but in passion we'll grow older every day. Just as all is born is new, do know what I say is true, that I'll be loving you always.
Until the rainbow burns, the stars out in the sky,
and the seasons know exactly when to change. Just as kindness knows no shame, so through all your joy and pain, that I'll be loving you always.
As today I know I'm living, but that I mustn't feel. For I know deep in my mind the love of me I left behind, 'cause I'll be loving you always.
Until the day of night and night becomes the day,
oh.
Until the trees and seas just up and fly away.
Shalom, 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 everyone. Look like it's the first of the week again. Welcome, welcome. Glad to have you on the show. Looking forward to the topic for the evening. You know, this is coming. I'm like, Brother Donnie, it's speeding by fast. Woo! It's a lot going on. All right, everybody, anybody, somebody push one. Let me know you can hear me. Brother Donnie, please push one if you can hear me. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Thank you. All right. All is well. So I'm scared to ask what's going on because every day is something different, you know, and it's just, it's a serious situation all the time. But I wanted to know what you think about this, the election. I mean, what do you think about Kamala Harris being the vice president? And what do you think about this nation and them accepting that? And because, you know, I have my own thoughts, but I just want to know what you think. And I want to know, are you going to vote? I mean, I really want to know, are you going to vote? I pretty much know the answer for most of you all, but just, you know, just as the beginning of the topic, I just want to know, are you going to vote? Are you going to have anything to do with it? You know, let me see. I'm going to open up the mic. You know, this is a time when we really delve into current affairs. I'm going to start with Brother Donia. Shalom, Brother Donia. Are you going to vote this year?
Shalom, Sister Yaina, and hell to the no.
So,
you know, they tell us, you know, every year, every 4 years, they tell us how crucial it is. You understand? Black folks need to get out. You understand? And I'm curious to know, what has it benefited us, you know, for the votes? You understand? I think that there was natural occurrences to get us where we are right now. Things just had to happen and fall, and because of the Almighty hand. No other reason. You understand? You know, and as far as Kamala Harris, you understand, the woman is a turncoat. She said that she's not going to make no special attention to black folks, man, in her term, you know, you understand? And we've been catching natural hell, you understand, and it's ramping up and it's ramping up and it's getting worse and getting worse, you understand? You know, you had mentioned something about 2029. I hope we ain't got to go that long because it's going to be a mess here. You understand? We're going to lose more folks than we could ever imagine. Hallelujah.
Yes. You know, every time they hire somebody or they promote somebody black, that's the first thing they come out of their mouth. Oh, I'm not going to pay special attention to black people. And it's like, well, you know, it's all good because it's going to be what it's going to be anyway. I don't think we expect anything different. I really don't. I mean, you know, you might have some gullible people who feel like it's going to make a difference when they start putting rappers on telling you to vote and all of it. It's going to be the same stuff that it's always been all the time, you know, and it is what it is. So, I mean, you know, I'm just trying to figure out where Israel stands and watching all of this mess, you know, and are you really influence the vote. Let me see, area code 540, your mic is open, you're on the air.
Yeah, I really feel that it's an insult toward black people that the Democratic Party did. She was running for presidency. They know the reason why she lost, but it's like saying, here, black people, you're dumb and stupid. You're going to take it how we give it. Emma, she's no good. She is just as bad, if not worse, as Biden. And she has no regret for what she did to black men. And he doesn't either. We will really display our ignorance by voting for them.
I know that's right. I agree wholeheartedly. You understand? And they treat us like, you know, we get treated so badly, man. You understand what I'm saying? After all, nobody, no other nation in this society here has been more loyal than black folks.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like my grandma used to say, if it wasn't good in the morning, it's not going to be good in the evening.
That is correct. By evening, it's going to be spoiled.
So what did she do? You said what she did. What did she do? because I don't really follow politics. What did she do?
She passed laws putting black people in jail in California, keeping them in jail so that they can keep the system running. They did everything. Then she took the black females that were incarcerated, have them out there fighting those fires in California, getting paid nothing. If a person served their time, let them out. And for miney petty crime, I mean, why would you want to keep the jail full? She did everything against blacks to keep them incarcerated. And not any other person, just blacks. Why would we want to vote for someone like that? And he passed all kinds of bills, keeps black men especially in jail. He didn't want his children to be in school with black people. The man is a total racist, and so is she. No different. But they figure that, this is my personal opinion, they figure they're going to shove her in there anyway. They know that Biden isn't well. His memory is like how Reagan's was. So they're going to shove this black racist upon us. And we have to realize not every person with the same skin is part of us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, they say that she's not a part of the slavery trade. They came after everything had been done. Now, after all the slaves had laid the groundwork and put everything in place, you understand?
Right.
And then they migrated here. You understand? Certain black folks, what do you call it?
They're immigrant or immigrant who became American citizens, but they weren't born here. Their ancestry isn't from this land. Yes, they had slavery throughout, but their ancestry is not from this land. That's the difference.
Absolutely, you understand, you know, and you absolutely correct when she said that, you know, that she was head of the, what was she, Attorney General in California? Anyway, she got this brother right now today, you understand, had him locked up, and it was been proven that his charge needed to be vindicated, you understand, and she didn't do anything about it, you understand. I don't know, he spent more time in jail than he was supposed to have done, you understand.
That's what that's her, because if you're black, she feels you should be incarcerated. Just that simple. I hope that we wake up and realize that this voting thing, really, I didn't realize till I had went to college, I was, you know, an adult, that our vote only tells you the climate of the country. But the Electoral College is the one that makes the choice. The president is chosen way before.
Yeah.
We find out who's running.
See, here's the thing, and I think that we got tricked with the Electoral College, you understand? Because that is only supposed to come in play if they have a problem with the popular vote. That's what it was set up for, you understand? And people have been using it fraudulently, you understand, you know, to make, you know, I mean, I even think Obama had used that. You understand? They had a big thing in Congress or wherever they at. You understand? And each one of them stood up and say, "Yes, we agree. Yes, we agree. Yes, you know, each state." You understand? You know, this society is not for us, and we ain't gonna get no. If we don't vote, we ain't gonna get no more than what we've been getting. What else can they do to us?
Well, they could try to all kill us all like they've been trying to do. Plus, the ones who are on Social Security, every time the Democrats sit, if you notice, your Social Security check starts to shrink.
Okay. Then that really, I trust in the Almighty, and he's the only. He's our only salvation. Ain't nothing else going to save us. Yeah, we keep
Hallelujah.
On saying, You know, like these guys, man, if we vote, they're going to do something for us. He's our only salvation. The rest of these guys ain't going to do nothing for us at all. You understand? So, there's nothing that's going to make me vote at all, because I ain't seen no progress in the 300 or whatever years that we've been allowed to vote. I have seen no progress.
Yep. You're right.
Wow. I didn't know a whole lot about her. I really didn't look into her, but I did know she was an immigrant. She was a child of immigrants. So, no, she doesn't have the same struggle that we have.
Nope.
But like you said, excuse me, by them being, her being a woman of color, her being a half Indian and half Jamaican, and she's got a Caucasian husband, none of that relates to us at all whatsoever. None.
Absolutely. You know, I was going to say also, you understand, Joe Biden had a pick of several people of color that he could have chose. Mm-hmm. He chose the light-skinned woman.
Uh-huh.
You understand? I mean, it was so close to, she's so close to being white, you understand, you couldn't tell them apart.
He
chose someone that would do his bidding, that would do the evil towards blacks, just as he has done. And neither one wants to say they're sorry. Neither one wants to try to change the laws they passed against us.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not worth voting.
I agree. Wholeheartedly, you understand? Hell to the no.
Woo, you said hell to the no. Uh-uh. Man.
You understand? I mean, you know, what else could they do? I mean, you know, I mean, whatever they're going to do, you understand, we expect it anyway.
Right.
I'm talking about, I really, honestly, please somebody tell me, what have we voting gotten us? I mean, they was at the Pettus Bridge, man, you understand? And they marched because of a labor law or something like that. But they got beat down, man. You understand? A dog sicked on the water hoses. You understand? You understand? You know? And on top of that, they had a bunch of those people of the other nations with us. You understand? Did that change anything? Hell no.
No. It's unfortunate. Hopefully, like you said, it won't be too much longer.
I'm praying that the Almighty. This is his baby. You understand? He got the. This is his opportunity to make it last or not. But see, we got the. I think that it's contingent on us coming back to the Almighty in our captivity, be thinking ourselves in our captivity. You understand? And sincerely. I mean, it's got to be in our hearts, you understand? And that will make a difference in how long this thing going to be or how, you know, whether or not the Almighty is going to change at a certain time. I would believe that. I don't know, you know, whether that's true or not, but you understand? But this is his baby. This is what he's got to do. He's got to make a decision, or he's got to make it happen when he wants to make it happen and how he wants to make it happen. I just hope it ain't no 2029.
That's crucial.
Yeah.
That is critical.
It's way past crucial. You understand? I'm talking about this, you know, they done burnt this side. You understand? You need to turn it on the other side, because I'm telling you, boy, understand, these people don't give a rooty tooty about us. I'm telling you, they don't. You understand? You know, all you know, we've been the most loyal people on the face of this earth in this captive state. You understand? No other nation. We was here before all of these other nations got here, and we've been. You know, of course we put up a fight, because we didn't put up no fight. We had to fight back. From people that kept on killing us, man. They had 100 years of lynching. Come on.
Woo, that's a lot going on. It really is an insult. It's an insult to us as a people. But I mean, we knew they wasn't gonna hire. They wasn't gonna have Israel. They'll never have Israel as a running mate for any office as high as that is, no matter what. So that wasn't gonna happen. That wasn't gonna happen.
So it ain't happening yet. I mean, in all the times that they had these elections, you understand? We had I don't know how many people we had in Congress at the same, you know, during the time that they could have been in Congress. They had a bunch of us, and we couldn't change not one law that was beneficial to us. I think that they did a little something. You understand? But from that time on, they had. All they did was suck up money. They got paid good money. You know what I'm saying? Look at, what's his name? See, what really gets me is that after all of the things that they done did, you understand, we still loyal to these same folks that hold us captive. We ain't trying to get out of here. We ain't trying to even get in another state. They jumped all over Farrakhan when he's talking about getting somebody else or getting another state or being, you know, something, you understand? That was, anything is better than what we was going up against, you understand? You know, they had Black Wall Street. They had Rosewood. They burnt and killed everybody in it, you know, that was involved with that. They tore that place up so bad that it affects us today. We shaking in our boots talking about getting something else going on. We shaking in our boots. Hallelujah.
Wow. Well, I mean, I guess we can't be offended because we know that they would never have Israel as a leader to this country at all. So it is what it is.
The same thing happened with Obama, man. You understand? They got that boy so scared. He was president 4 years ago, and he's still scared today. You understand? They had, you know, anything that he would try to do. Now, I'm not a fan of Obama at all because I ain't seen nothing that he did. I seen him do a lot of stuff with a gay industry, you know, and, you know, a lot of other things that he did. And I'm still trying to figure out what did he do for Black folks. They say he did something for the electoral colleges, for the BCU colleges and all of that. You understand? But how does that affect the masses? How does that affect the masses? Everybody ain't going to no college. You understand? You got me on the subject that I like. You understand? Because these people, man, you understand? Because I look at this stuff every day, all day. You understand? If you think that Trump going to get out of office, think of it again. That guy right there is the slimiest person that you ever want to meet, man. And everything that he's done that they caught him at, he done slipped through the wires. You understand? You know, so they ain't going to get that boy out of office because he's got to be part of when we get ready to get out of here, we got to have somebody of his character to let us go. If that's let us go means, you understand? It depends on, you know, but it don't have to be those exact words. Let us go.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you're right. I don't think he's going nowhere either. I really don't think he's going nowhere. I told my family that a while ago, like, he ain't going nowhere. He's going to be right there. And he's going to be in office, and he is not budging. So I don't know what the deal is, but he's not going nowhere.
He don't see, you know, look here. Yeah. You know, Sam, after all of the stuff that he done did and family stuff that they didn't confront it with, he don't seem to be too concerned about it. You don't. You understand? You know, they say, well, you know, they're going to bring charges on him when he get out of office. He don't seem like, he seems like, I ain't getting out of this office. And he just said it a lot of times, man, he should have an indefinite term as president. He done so well. This guy right here is delusional.
Unbelievable. But, I mean, it's a thing. One thing that I've learned about Yah is you got to see him coming. And you can pretty much see what he's getting ready to do here. You can pretty much see it. It's just like when when McCain ran against Obama. I knew McCain wasn't going to be president material. And I'm like, why would they put this man up against somebody as popular as Obama is? And it looked like when he came out, he was unprepared. He really didn't, he just didn't put a lot of effort forth. And then when I asked the people of the people, the Caucasian people, like, what do you think about him? They was like, we just don't have enough something to do what needs to be done. You know, mm-hmm. And because of all of the notoriety that Obama received at the time before he was president, you would have had to bring it in order to beat him, and he just didn't have it. And I see the same thing here. It's, to me, hold on one moment. I'm sorry. Hold on. I got a call. To me, yes, Trump, Donald, President Trump has done some things. Yes, he has. But he still got the Republican Party on his side making excuses for everything that he's done. He's still doing things and making things happen, and he has a base still that will vote him in. These people, to me, and this is just me talking, to me, I don't see the white woman accepting her as Vice President of the United States of America. For one, Biden, he doesn't look stable. He doesn't look well. You know, he doesn't look the part. And then if something happens to him, you mean the first female that we ever have as president is going to be a woman of color? I don't see that. That's just me. That's just my opinion. And it doesn't mean anything. But I just don't see that happening. I just really don't see that. I could be wrong, but I just really don't see that. I don't.
I haven't gotten that far because I don't believe that Trump's gonna get out of office. So I haven't gotten to the point that mm-hmm. if there's gonna be a female black president. You understand what I'm saying? But it wouldn't make no difference with Kamala Harris. She's of the establishment. She's an establishment a person. She's, you know, she was one of them, a court judge, you know, high up there, court judge. You understand what I'm saying? And everything that they told her to do, or everything that she was supposed to do or allowed to do, she did it. She, especially against us. You understand? And if you ever notice, everything is about us. Everything. You understand? Mm-hmm. You know, all of the, You know the job market. You understand the prison system. You understand the health thing that they got, man. You know, going on. You understand? All of that is about us. You understand? You know, they. You know, you don't hear the what's his name, the Chinese guy, the Oriental or the Spanish complaining. You understand? You don't hear them all over the place. This is all about us. You understand? So they're not going to ever do anything that's... look here. This is the time for the Almighty. You understand? The Almighty, our God, the God of our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. This is his time. You understand? He's putting everything in place so there will be no mistake. Make no mistake. You understand? That he is the true and living Elohim, and he's coming to get his people, no doubt in my mind. Hallelujah. We just got to hold on. Just hold on. You understand? A little while longer. Please don't make it 2029.
I know that's right. Area code 972, your mic is open. I see you 757. I'm on my way. 972, go ahead, you're on the air.
Thank you. Yes, I want to give my two cents here. I am going to vote, and I do think it pays to vote. Now, this is how I'm going to vote. At this point, I'm not voting for Biden. I'm not voting for Trump. I'm voting down ballot. I'm voting in the hopes that down ballot will be blue. I don't care if the top is red. Let them be in opposition to each other. But I feel this way. We are definitely due a platform. These people are just kind of spitting in our face by saying, we have you in our pocket, or we think you're so unimportant that we're not even going to try and put forth a platform that's for you. So I hear people refer to Joe Biden as Jim Crow Joe, based on what he's done in the past. He says he has had our vote for 40 years and he has done nothing. You do nothing for me, you get nothing from me. And so when I look at President Trump, I'm thinking maybe he hasn't done anything for me, but I can't see where he has actively worked against me. I am from California now. I wasn't there when all of that stuff was going down, but it's my understanding that a lot of people were incarcerated in behind stuff that he put in place and in behind stuff that Kamala put in place. That being the case, my question is, who's going to be more impacted? As I was talking to my aunt last night, look, I'm being stabbed either way. Stab me in the front, stab me in the back. If you're stabbing me in the front, at least maybe I have a chance to dodge. But if you're acting as if you're my friend and you're stabbing me from behind, I have no way of protecting myself. Also, I look at President Trump. I said, we had Obama in office. He had the opportunity to sign H.R. 1240. He did not. It was Trump who signed it. Look, if he is willing to do something for us, I say I have no permanent allies. I have a permanent agenda. So if you are willing to meet my agenda, I can be your temporary ally. Do something for me, I'll do something for you. But I've heard it said that only a slave gives away their vote or their labor for free. I am not enslaved anymore, and nobody gets anything from me by acting as if they can just take it. And I have to take it. And so I'm looking at that top of that ticket. I'm saying, absolutely not, until you man up, woman up, and put something forth that's going to benefit us as a people, not as people of color, not as minorities or whatever. I want to be recognized for what I am, an American descendant of people who are enslaved and who are do something. And until that time, you're not getting my vote, and I'm going to vote down ballot in hopes that it's going to upset you. That's me. Thank you.
Well, you know, I did that with Obama, you understand, and we still got nothing. But, I'll fault you for your vote. That's that's up to you, you understand. You understand, if that's what you feel, hallelujah. You understand what I'm saying? But me, I'm not even going past the polls. You understand? You know, well, I'm not going to. Go ahead, something.
What I was going to say is, look, I have gone out and I voted for people locally because there are people that I want to see in office. And so sometimes where I live, it's only a matter of 10 votes. Sometimes I think it's been fewer than that. But the thing is that I can affect what's happening to me locally and yet make it known by having all of the votes down ballot that I am in no way aligning myself with what's going on up front. And when they say, why is it that all of those people that are locally are winning, that are Democratic or are independent, put forth a good independent candidate, I will vote for them. And why is it that these people didn't vote up ballot and they say, oh, they didn't come out, but they came out for these folks? And that's because we don't have to support you just because you think that you have had us all this time. And so I think the vote is very important. I also remember when I first voted, I actually dressed up and went down and cast my first ballot for Tom Bradley for mayor of Los Angeles. And that was really important. My mother and I went down together and voted. And so the vote is important. I don't take it for granted, but I don't just hand it out willy-nilly either. And there is a power in it because for those people down ballot, they're more willing to actually work on the behalf of those people who hold their futures in their hands because, you know, people up top may be doing something, but they're going to feel the impact more directly from what it is that we do with our vote. And so I think we can have an impact that way too. So I understand, you know, that when you say that people are selected, that may be true. And then also, I think the Most High is in charge of all of this. He allowed this man to be in position, and I'm thinking, you know what?
Yep.
That was for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's true. That's true.
Let me ask you a question.
Hold on, Brother Donnie. We got too many people on the line. I got two
more. Go ahead.
Area code 757. Your mic is on the air. You're on. Go ahead. Your mic is open. You're on the air.
Okay, Shalom family. I just joining this conversation kind of late, but my thoughts on this is that I really truly believe that Trump is the man for the job. I really believe that he somehow in this mix, he is going to be involved in us leaving here, be it this year, next year, or whatever. I really do believe that he's the one that's going to take us on out of here. Biden would just delay it. And with the situation with him and Kamala, first of all, he is a big letdown because, first of all, when he wants to interview an intelligent black person, he has to choose, what's the girl's name, Cardi B, who is not even what you would consider, or Hebrew, whether she's conscious or unconscious. You mean after all these intelligent black women that we have out here, whether they're degreed or non-degreed, you mean to tell me he's going to go to Cardi B for an interview, her thoughts? No, sir. Mm-mm. That's something wrong with that. And then with this Kamala Harris, the Attorney General for California, her track record for incarcerating black men is just disgusting.
I agree.
And she's not even what you would consider black anyway, because on her birth certificate, her parents listed her as white. And she has aligned herself through the years with that category as white. So you really tell me she's going to do something for the Hebrew, whether you're conscious or unconscious, it's just not there. Because I remember when she and Cory Booker were running for president, do you remember when Netanyahu, the Israeli prime minister, came over here? They were slapping and laughing and stuff with him. They are very much into the pocket of these people. Mm-hmm. They have no concern for us. And that's very obvious. And you have to really look beyond the point on this. I mean, everybody, Biden to me, he is worse than Trump. At least we know what we got with Trump, and we can kind of deal with it.
Yeah, that's true.
We've been dealing with it for 4 years, so we got some kind of track record. Biden, like I said, I believe he would delay it. He's not going to stop prophecy, but he would delay it. And right now, I don't know about nobody else, but I want to go full steam ahead to get on out of here. And that's my thought. So I really feel like.
Go ahead, sis. Go ahead.
No, that's it. I just all I wanted to say.
All right. Well, I'm going to leave your mic open. Sister Couture, your mic is open. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Shalom, family. I'm planning on voting unless something happens that I change my mind between now and then. And like my sister said previously, I'm looking at to vote down. I'm looking at property taxes, the ballot. I'm looking at the issues that's on the ballot, mental retardation. There's a lot of other issues on that ballot other than president. And ain't no way on this earth I could vote for Trump. I couldn't vote for him by mistake. I know Biden, he's no angel by any means. He's just as dirty and dark as Trump is. But just by the fact that I would vote for Trump, I couldn't do it. I could not do for someone who refers to us as a shithole nation, and Detroit, Chicago, and Philadelphia is full of rats and thugs and thieves. That's me he's talking about. It's his little code word that he used when he's with his rallies. And for him to refer to us as my African American, ain't no way I could vote for him. And Kamala, they say when you say her name, pronounce it like the punctuation, Kamala. And I know what she's about. She's the biggest whore, just like Trump's wife. They both in the same game together, so you can't call one a name without calling her a name. They both slept their way to the top. And if Biden was to drop dead after he became president, Kamala will become president, and Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, would become the vice president. So it's covered either way it goes. You're going to have somebody white in there. So I'm just looking at the vote down on the ballot. And that's all I got to say. Somebody else could come on.
All right. Area code 330, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
The point I wanted to make is we've already seen the almost 4 years of the guy in Oval Office. He's only out for this. and right-wing of the American population. So if I was prosecutor talking about Ms. Harris, I have to follow the letter of the law. So if you did something wrong, then I have to incarcerate you. There, you have to follow the letter of the law. Unless you can change the laws, you have to follow the letter of the law. So Biden was with President Obama, and at least he was trying to help everyone. He put in the Affordable Care Act. The only thing I've seen in the last 4 years is every regulation he put in, the only agenda the guy in there now has is to change it all. Clean water, clean air, all kind of other things he's just changing, because with him, it's all about money and lining his own pocket. So, again, when you vote down on the ballot instead of voting for one of the two, then you give the one that's in there the highest chance. You know, they put Kanye in there. Who in their right mind votes for him? Listen to him. So all he's trying to do is pull votes away from the Democratic vote. So there's just no way. Sometimes you have to look at the world and say, okay, what is the lesser of two evils? Well, we already know the one in there right now is the evilest one that's ever been in there. He's the one that doesn't know anything. So, again, with the lady, Ms. Harris, if I'm a prosecutor and I have to follow the letter of the law, regardless of what the skin color is, then you're going to be incarcerated if you did the crime. You can't change the law being the attorney general. Only the Congress can do that. So you have to do what you have to do. Yeah, all of them may be bad, but I'm not going to sit up here and get a one in office when I've heard him for 4 years and all the things he did. Oh, it's fine, people on both sides. No, it's not. You had a coup coming out on his side. Everything he did. So he gave colleges some money. Okay, great. What else did he do? Oh, I want to send in the military into the city because it's anarchy. No, it's not. Protests have been going on for the life of this country. Boston threw tea into the ocean because they were tired of the tax. So protests have been going on forever. You just don't tear gas people because they're peacefully protesting. And yes, sometimes you get people that start breaking into things and looting and all that kind of stuff. But sometimes, you know, a lot of damage is necessary to get your point across. The guy that got killed, okay, they're still protesting about it. Portland's still protesting about it. He wants his people to quell this. And that's the whole point. You have to take the lesser of two evils. I'm looking at this. I've seen every president since JFK, and I've never seen a worse one than the one that's in there now. The other ones may have been against certain people, but this one tells you straight up what he's about. So that's what I have to say, and thank you for listening.
All right, let me move on. I know y'all have some responses, but let me move on. And we're going to open up the mic, area code 513. Asa Safian, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Shalom, shalom, everyone.
Shalom.
Y'all know how I feel. If we vote, we still leaving here with great wealth. If you don't vote, you're still leaving here with great wealth. If Donald Trump is president, you're still leaving here with great wealth. If Kamala and Biden win, you're still leaving here with great wealth. It doesn't change the prophecy. I think a lot of the stuff that we see that goes on are mild markers. It's more of an indication that what we've been teaching and learning is correct. It shows us that we're heading in the right direction. We're heading out of here. That's how I see them. It doesn't matter if people want to downvote. That's great. Downvoting is great, especially since you're here, especially with issues such as property tax, your constables, your judges, and all that. But nothing of this land will be of your favor. I don't think that I just don't think it matters. I'm not saying don't do it. I'm not saying to do it. But if we keep the end game in mind, which is obeying the Most High, doing what we're supposed to do, and heading up out of here, that's what we should do. We shouldn't worry about while we're here. We're going to be protected, and we're going to be taken care of. I see the Republicans and the Democrats, they're the same coin, opposite sides of the same coin. You're going to get the same results. There's nothing that's going to come differently to you from them. It's for the Most High. The reason why they were able to subjugate us for 400 years is because they had the authority of the Most High. And the reason why we're coming out of here with great wealth is because of the authority of the Most High. All of these things are mile markers. The coronavirus, all the storms and stuff heading into Texas now with them hurricanes, all these floodings in China, the wildfires have started back up in California. They're talking about the second wave of the coronavirus. They getting rid of coins. All it is mile markers that the prophecy that we have been reading and learning is correct. We're heading in the right direction.
All right.
And that's all I have.
All right. Area code 314, you want me to leave your mic open or unmute you back, Sister Afiana?
You can mute me back.
Okay. All right, area code 314, your mic is open, you're on the air.
How you doing, lady? I supported and voted for Donald Trump, and I love what he's done so far and been able to do. See, and I'm glad the one person mentioned about the affordable health care. That's the worst thing I've ever seen. And I go back to Eisenhower, which was before John F. Kennedy. This is the best president that I've seen. The campaign issues that he set in town hall meetings, he listened to the people. And once he got elected, he has either done or attempted to do what the people said that they wanted to have done. I've been in the steel business. His imposition of tariffs on Russian and Indian steel has made a tremendous change in our industry. And my employees, they were paying for their own insurance. They had everything. Obama called it a Cadillac plan. And if you went to get your tooth pulled, and if it costs $150 to have your tooth pulled, Obama wanted to tax that $150 as if you was going out and buy some shoes or some clothes. That's the most ridiculous thing I ever seen. And I support Hebrews here in the St. Louis area, Sister Hador, and so on and so on. And I can't name them all. Maraca is another one. And they do a good job amongst their group. I support them. One time they was down on the riverfront dressed in the white, and something was supposed to happen at 12 o'clock. A lot of them, 12 o'clock came, nothing happened. 1 o'clock came, never happened. 2, 3. 3 o'clock, some of them had to go to the bathroom. But if that's what they wanted to do, that's what they've done. I appreciate it. But no, I appreciate Donald Trump. And, you know, here's the thing. All blacks are not the same. They are not the same. All blacks are not poor. Matter of fact, all blacks, quote unquote, was not even slaves. So, no, I support Donald Trump. Not only physically with voting for him, but also monetary for the causes and the things that he tried to institute. And I'm going to vote for him come November the 3rd. Thank you very much.
Is there anyone
Hello?
On the line? Oh, yeah, I thought maybe it dropped.
No, I'm sorry. I'm just talking. Hold on just a minute. Hold on. Hold on 1 minute. I got to go back to 405. 405, your mic is open. You're on the air. 904, I'm coming to you next. 405.
Shalom, shalom. I like to say to the last caller, too, that I appreciate him for voting for Trump, because that's when I was awakened. I didn't vote for him, but he's fulfilling the prophecy, and I'm not going to vote because my hope is in the Most High, and I'm ready to get out of here. And like I said before, we are a nation within a nation. So how can two nations abide with each other? And what difference does it make with my vote, either it was for Trump or for Biden? It doesn't matter. And like he said, no, all blacks are not the same. But we came from, most of us came from the same nation, or we're of one nation. And we have a lot in common. Mm-hmm. We should have a lot in common. We should understand each other's pain, and we should understand and be more compassionate with one another. And that's what Yahushua wanted us to be, is to love one another. He was talking to us, not the other nations. He was talking to us to love one another. If I feel like the other opposition is going to burden my people, I would have nothing to do with them, period. Nothing. Because my people come first. That's my blood. So I feel that, you know, all this that's going on now is an enmity between the Most High. And this nation is not mine. This is not my land. It doesn't matter whether I vote down, up, upside down, sideways, because it's going to go the way the Most High wants it to. And my vote is for him. Hallelujah.
All right. Area code 904, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Shalom, everyone. Whether or not I'm going to vote for one of the two options, I think, is a new point for what I'm about to say. And I think it's important for people, if they have a passion about something, they really need to be informed and not misrepresent stuff, because it's a terrible thing for you to vote for something when you're misguided in what you're voting for. I, for one, like to know what I'm getting. And with both of these candidates, You do know. So anytime people bring up black Americans, he immediately, if we're talking about Joe Biden, he will switch the topic, literally. So he's been asked, so what about black Americans, and what are you going to do for them? Well, I want to talk about the immigrants, or I want to talk about Native Americans. Completely dismisses us, okay? So we need to understand that. Kamala Harris, I'm absolutely not going to do anything for them. Absolutely not. I may benefit from them. I called myself black. So I can get federal aid and everything else that she got, which she didn't need. But I'm going to do that because it advanced her. And as it relates to the law, I'm going to go create a law to imprison women because their children may be truant. Is that the most effective way to do it? I would beg to differ. So it's not just I'm following laws that's on the books. I'm going to write laws on your back so that I can advance myself. With Donald Trump, he'll say, I'm doing things for the economy and everyone gets to benefit from it, straight off the bat. And black people, what do you have to lose? Y'all been voting for these people for hundreds of years and you have nothing to show for it. Not a lie at all. So what I say to people is it's important to not deceive yourself. There's no benefit, in my mind, to us as a people under Biden and Kamala, just as it wasn't under President Obama. We actually ended up worse than we were before him. And after him, things began to improve for us data-driven-wise, apart from this coronavirus. unemployment rate for our youth, for our adults, everything, adjustments to the prison systems, you name it, under President Trump. So I don't care if you say something to people in a nice way and you tell me you're my friend, but you're writing all the legislation in the world and completely dismissing me. I'd rather you say, do what needs to be done, and I'm going to give you back the money for this, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and you're doing it. I don't care if you're not so nice about it. And I mm-hmm. think that's something that we have to rethink, because we're just going by mm-hmm. how nice people are, and they say they're for you. They are putting people up here completely dismissing us as Black Americans and unapologetic about it. And so I think we need to think of it a little, think a little bit more, and really ask these individuals, what exactly are you voting for? And stop giving President Obama a pass for the terrible job he did for us as a group of people, because it was not he, that was benign neglect for the most part. And actually, some of it may have even been intentional, where you gutted most of the industries where we were. So I think we have to begin to think about us. And I would prefer, if I was to think that this system would continue as it is, I would prefer to have a president that says, I'm going to hold off on immigrants coming into this country for these career opportunities until we can do something with our American people who are unemployed here. That makes sense to me. I live in America right now, mm-hmm. so I'm interested in America. I'm interested in America being healthy. So if I was to think that this would continue on, I think I would look at more of those things to say, what's protecting my existence and what's not completely dismissing me and could care less about what happens to me. So the prisons and everything else, the very people that are the, who are the architects of it, are the ones running, the ones we think we're supposed to run and support because they were nice to us.
Right, right. Well, you know what? I'm going to say this. You have a very good point. And, you know, I've always felt this way. If you're a snake, let me know you're a snake. I can deal better with you if I know where you stand. But when you're a snake and you're hiding, that's something totally different. So, I believe, this is just what I believe in my spirit, that Donald Trump will be reelected again. I could be wrong, but I really do see that happening again. Now, what happens once he's reelected is something that I would not rather say on this radio show, but I really do think he's going to be reelected again. I really do. I think so. Because how can you, and I didn't even know that her parents put on her birth certificate that she was white. How do you do that? And then turn, like you said, and then turn around and benefit because your skin is colored as a minority, as a Black woman, a woman of color. You know, and it just don't sit right with me. Or with all of the people that he could have chosen. I mean, because Susan Wright was right there in the running too. And she's had enough political experience to be able to do the job, but then you go pull this girl from out of somewhere, out of nowhere. You know, I just don't believe that it's going to be, well, I think the man that's in there is going to stay in there because he hasn't finished his job. Yes, ma'am.
No, go ahead. I believe he's going to be in there, too. I mean, I'm not voting for anybody because I'm just tired of voting for a snake. I mean, it's the lesser of two evils, and it's still evil. But the reason why her parents put white on her birth certificate when she was born in 1965 is because when they came over here, that was during the height of civil rights riots yep. mm-hmm. and stuff like that was going on in the country. And so they thought that it would be more beneficial for her to identify as white. But if you look at her record, what she has done, going to the HBCUs and pledging the sororities and all this stuff, but she still has always identified herself and her sister as Caucasian.
Absolutely.
So you see them benefiting from our fight and doing nothing about it. And if her parents were here, as she tried to say, and they were fighting for rights, would you classify yourself mother as white and father as Jamaican? No, they're saying we are different. And she's a Brahmin Indian, which is the highest of their caste system. So that's major. For them, caste is a huge thing. So now I can understand why you don't mind stepping on our backs, imprisoning our women, even having the men who are supposed to be released fighting fires for $2 a day, while you will continue to do that and think there's nothing wrong with it. And then tell tell the people, oh, yeah, I'm going to come see you. But the moment you win, you ignore the families of the of a daughter, I can't recall her name, who was killed. And she was released by the police, killed, and then she was supposed to deal with the police department to figure out what went on. The moment she got elected, she dropped the whole situation. So now we see why a person can do these things, because it benefited her. That's the only thing. Just like Obama, his only black woman was Michelle. They did it because it made sense. And we have to ask the question, why is it that they will look, all these black legislators, why in the world do they're never the ones who are put in these positions? What is it about what this country knows about who we are that they refuse to have an American black person in position? Obama wasn't. He was a white Kenyan. His mother's white. His father's a Kenyan. And her mother is Indian, and her dad is Jamaican. These are not American, but they act like they're us.
Yeah. Hallelujah. This is Adonia. I still got a question. My question is, when we vote down for the governors and all them other positions, what has it gotten us? And if it has gotten us anything, is it in play today? None of that stuff is in play. It gives us the appearance that they're doing something, and they wind up with nothing at all. You understand? So when we're talking about, we ain't going to vote for president, but we're going to vote for the secondary systems or whatever, you understand? We've been doing this here. They can count on us. They can count on us, you understand? Every 4 years, they can count on us. Every 4 years for the presidency, and every 2 years for the secondary, second agencies. And none of it has ever gotten in it. We haven't gotten nowhere. We still voting for the same things that we was voting for back there in 1800s. You understand? The same thing. We ain't get nothing. You understand? You know that Obamacare. You understand what I'm saying? You know, I mean that they fighting over how to cut that out. You understand? How to cut that up. You understand? Oh, please. You understand? You know, it don't make no difference. And I'm not knocking you for your vote. Go on, do your thing. Let's see what your end be. Hallelujah.
Well, I mean, it's a very touchy situation. It is. It is what it is. I just wanted to know, you know, where you all stand and how you felt about the situation. I'm just blew back at the fact that her and her sister classify themselves as white girls. I'm just blew back. I mean, for real. You know, it's like,
well,
whoa,
in India, they
know
why. They're the highest of the caste system. They are white in India. And just like the Middle Easterners, all these people are classified as white.
Wow. Well, I think, you know, that right there would answer the question right there. I mean, you know, I'm not impressed. I'm just not impressed. I was never impressed. You know, it explains why her husband is Caucasian. It explains a lot of things, because there's nothing wrong with that. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it at all whatsoever. But don't try to present her like she's one of us. That's where you get the problem in. That's where the problem comes in at. It's like we're supposed to feel a sigh of relief because now we got a black woman or a woman of color standing side by side with you when she's classified as a white girl.
And Sister Yaina, I think that is so important, because that is literally, I did not understand identity politics were as real as they are until this election cycle. When I hear people saying you've got to elect a black or select a black woman, I'm like, for what? What are you going to do? Is it not agenda? Are we not looking at what's in it for me and what you're going to do for the country? So it's just because she's black, and so instead of finding an actual black American woman, you go and select an Indian. Why? Because you have to have someone that thinks the same way you do, that doesn't have the same story attached to them that black American woman does. So she was going to continue to act like she was us until we caught on to it and figured out who she was. Now all of a sudden, now she want to, you know, yeah, my mom is Indian. Oh, now your mom is Indian, and now you want to tell us you're Asian, but you was just running around here letting people call you African-American. It's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. So it's only because she got caught that this stuff stopped.
Yeah, deceitfulness. So, you know, when, I mean, you know,
Like I said, Trump came in today saying what he was. I don't condone what he's done. It's a lot of things I do agree with when it comes to him, but especially as it pertains to immigrants coming into this country. You know, I do agree with that. I mean, I feel like if there's jobs that our kids can have, we're paying into Social Security. I'd like for it to be some. If I'm going to be here, when the time comes for me to collect it, I would like to be able to collect it because I've been in it. And I do agree with some of the things that he's done. Now, do I believe that he's a racist? Absolutely I do. But I can deal with you knowing who you are and knowing how you feel. I lived my whole life like that around people of the other nations not liking me because of my skin color. I learned how to adjust. I learned how to get what I was in it for, and I did what I needed to do for me. However, I don't want, you know, there's no deceit when you see him. It is what it is. You get what you get. I mean, for real, what you see is what you get. And, I mean, it's not right, but I can respect somebody to be able to tell you, no, I don't like you, but I'm going to work with you. I can deal with that. It's the phony stuff I can't deal with. You know, like I said, they presented her like this was a black girl, and you know, she was, no, absolutely not. I just don't agree with that. I don't condone that. I think that's just downright deceit.
And Sister Diana, it's not just her. It's Biden, too. We keep forgetting about him. This is the man who wrote the crime bills and everything else, put us and our men and stuff in prison. And when I watched the old tape of him, they were asking him about how is it that, you know, he didn't think it was wrong for there to be different prison sentences, mandated prison sentences for those who had crack cocaine and those who had coke. And he said, because according to the scientists, this crack cocaine is so dangerous that it's not the same as a person sitting in the suburbs or in a nice house taking a line or two. Wow. So he's so poor, terribly a racist, but we've been thinking that these people are our friends because they're not. They are also racist. We live in a racist system, and that's my problem, that we've got to stop thinking these people are our friends. They're all racist.
Right.
I don't know why y'all keep. Yeah, I don't know why y'all keep saying that they all right. They not all right. They never going to be all right. You gotta look at the whole big picture. You understand? We've always, you know, this is the hand of the Almighty put us in this position right here so that we could see the difference between righteousness and uprightness, you understand, and wicked. You understand? We see that, and we keep choosing wicked. We keep choosing wicked. You understand? You understand? Trump said, out of his mouth, he was a snake. He gave me that story a couple of times, you understand, of him being a snake, you understand? And then we want to say that he's all right, he's for us, he might do something, he's doing something for us, you understand? I never was of that mindset voting for the wicked, the lesser of the two evils. How do we do that? How do you vote for the lesser of the two evils? Both of them is evil. You understand? The one other thing I understand is that you got a coin, and you got two sides to the coin. One is Republican and one is Democrat. Both of them is wicked. And so what you're saying is that wicked on one side, wicked on the other. So which one is the less? All of them is evil. Both of them is wicked. You understand? Come on. You understand? We got to pull our heads. We got to trust in the. And one other thing. This is the last thing I'm going to say before I shut up. When are we going to stand for the Almighty? When are we going to do that? You understand? We got to stand for the Almighty. Stand, I mean, whether we think. I know we don't think, you know, it's hard for us to make a decision because we have not seen the Almighty in play in such a long time. But it says in Deuteronomy, I think it says, when we bethink ourselves in the land of our captivity and turn from our wicked ways, you understand? So we have to trust in the Almighty, even though we had not seen him in a number of years. We got to understand that there is a true and living God that is our God, the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You understand? you know. And so that, you know, we got to turn back to him, man, and with no equivocations. You understand? Nothing. You understand? We got to turn back to the Almighty. You understand? And watch him do his work. Hallelujah. I relinquish the mic.
Well, I think we all feel that way. I think that that issue has been solved in our minds. But it's just like when we were in the other captivities, politics was a part of their everyday life, just like it's a part of our everyday life. And to be able to watch it, like Afion said, you still leaving with great will. You still leaving. It doesn't matter who's in office or whether they're a snake or whether they're not. His word is not going to come back void, you know, in terms of what is going to happen to us. Now, whether they get in office and be the catalyst for it, or whether Trump gets back in office and be the catalyst for it, it's still going to remain the same. So, I mean, you know, it's just a topic of conversation by choice, what people choose to do, and that they not feel guilty because they made that choice. I mean, because whatever you do, do what you do, you know, but just know, you know, that whatever you choose to do is you. Me, myself, personally, I wouldn't vote for Biden and Kamala. I wouldn't vote for them, you know, and I made the mistake the first time in voting for Obama because he was black. And I really felt like because this man had colored skin that he was going to be there for the black people. And they killed more of us while he was in office than ever. So, I mean, you know, the situation is not going to change. The situation is going to be what y'all want it to be. Whoever he is going to get in office is going to do what he wants them to do so that his word won't come back void, irregardless of who it is. You know, but my thing was, don't think that you're pulling one over on us because you benefited from the fact that you're a woman of color and you cover at least three different categories as it comes to your rights and stuff, your civil rights and all that kind of stuff. You know, don't try to pull one over on us, especially if you identify yourself as a white woman. I mean, that's all I'm saying in the matter. You know, if you're going to be true to yourself. You know, because there's nothing you can hide when you're in a situation like this because all of it is going to come out. They're going to investigate all of it. It can be hid. And if they did that to get the black vote, I wouldn't vote for her.
Exactly.
I really wouldn't vote for her. I wouldn't. Just because her skin is colored.
That's mind-boggling me, but y'all know what? That's right. And I can say this. I'm wondering if we are going to see what Brother Adonia said, where we're voting for the Most High, because what I keep hearing in my spirit is stop voting for people of other nations to be Lord over you. I'm not interested in that, and I'm wondering for different reasons. A lot of people may say feel as though, one, I know we are due our reparations, and we rightfully so are making that demand, and you bring up reparations to Trump, he says nothing about it. You bring up reparations to Biden, and he says, yeah, I want to give it to the Native Americans. So I think people are just going to say, I'm not going to vote for either of you. And in a way, that's kind of saying, I'm not voting for any of y'all to lord over me. And who knows, because there's something about our participation that's necessary. I really wish I understood that, because they don't really care about us. I mean, they are completely dismissing us, but yet you want our energy. So I don't know.
And you know what I heard a long time ago is that Biden was going to run for president after Obama. And they said they didn't want him to run for president because he was, what's the word I want to use that's politically correct? What is the word? How can I express anyway into the short term? He couldn't keep his hands to himself. They said they called him Dirty Joe because he couldn't keep his hands to himself. And now all of a sudden he materializes out of nowhere, running for the presidency of the United States. And it's like there was nobody else. You know, but they didn't want him to run before. I heard on one of the TV show, on one of the news shows. I don't know whether it was not Good Morning America, but with Mika and her husband, they used to call him Dirty Joe because he couldn't keep his hands to himself.
And now I think
you
see
now.
So there's
no difference in the two men. It's the same. They go to the same Bohemian Grove set up. They make the same choices out of there, and they determine who's going to be the president of the United States of America. All these people are part of the same system, and it is what it is. It just is. They, all of them are in the same club. And my sister got so mad at me when I told her that. I said, the parties are the same. They are the same. The Democrat and Republican parties are the same. They're no different than two lawyers on the opposing side of the courtroom. While they're in play, they're at each other's throats, throwing the law at each other. After it's over, they meet at the bar and have drinks together. It's the same thing. I'm going to tell y'all something. A good show to watch to understand how this stuff is done and how ruthless these people are is House of Cards on Netflix. How ruthless they are and how all of them play together to get the same thing. And if you really watch some of these shows like House of Cards, Designated Survivor, it's the same storyline. Russia tried to take over the voting polls. There's a pandemic going on that they need a vaccine for. It's the same. They playing the same game. None of this stuff is new.
They have the same father.
Huh?
It's called a setup.
They have the same father. They have the same father.
It's the same storyline. If you watch those programs and you listen very carefully, the same thing. Matter of fact, on House of Cards, they got the newscasters, Fox News, Mika and her husband, they're actually in the series as newscasters. It's all the same stuff.
It's a setup. It's setting up your brain to accept what they got going on.
It's propaganda.
Yeah. Absolutely. Voting polls being messed with. Voting booths being messed with. It's the same mess. It's just mess. And when you look at it and understand it's just theater, you do whatever you got to do. You just watch the Most High do what he's going to do. Because it's not a coincidence that they're using the same storyline that these programs are written by, or these writers write for these programs. It's exactly what's going on. Same stuff. And that cannot be a coincidence. It cannot. So when you understand that, you just look at it and be like, whatever. But to the black people, don't be fooled by this, because she's stepping up, because she is nothing but a female Obama. There's nothing she's going to be able to do. If she's coming in deceitful, they all on the same team, and it ain't nothing you're going to be able to do about that. You're going to have to still trust y'all, like Brother Donnie, I said at the end of the day.
Well, she already said that she's not going to do anything for black folk anyway, because when that was a question I was asked of her about reparations. And she said, no, one child is going to lift all boats. That was her answer. And no, I'm not going to do anything for black people. No, I'm not going to do it.
She can't.
So she ain't no good.
Only Osai can.
Obama said the same thing. He said, I'm the people's president. That's what he said. He said the same thing. I'm everybody's president. I'm not just the black people's president. I'm everybody's president. Why he come on there, hello, everybody. I just looked at him like, please, I wish. You know, so, I mean, you know, we got to trust in the Most High, let him do what he's going to do, because the game don't change, just the players. And the players make the players. And the players play the game. So we just got new players. It's going to be the same storyline, no matter how you play it. So if you
That's
vote,
it.
Vote because you know that. You want to go vote, but know that you're voting the way you're voting because you want to do that. Because it ain't going to change it. It ain't going to change nothing. You know? So it is what it is. You know, so it is what it is. And then, so like I said, all the people that was running for the presidency, it was Joe Biden, the one who you chose out of all the men in this country that was running for that wanted to take the position. He's the one. Mm-mm.
there's an agreement to not take them down. You know, everybody will try to step up. They're trying to take them down. Did you see how many congressmen and senators of the last 5 years that just, well, I'm not going to run again? You've got to ask the question, why? Why do you just decide you're not running anymore? And we have people been in here for 30 years. What's that all about? It's because that's the machine is behind him and pushing. That man can't put two
that's
words
right.
together. I'm sure he practiced real hard to deliver his speech the other day. I tell you,
and
that's the one that they
And
selected.
They showed him only a couple of times. He was bumbling with his words. He act like he had dementia. And it's like, what in the what? So none of them is qualified for real if you want to know the truth about it. It's really funny because this is how the Most High wanted to be. So when he show up, there's no question.
That's right. We're supposed to put our trust in him, not in these people. I'm sitting here laughing because I think they're both, you know, edging into senility. And if he actually, if for some reason an election is held, which there's a question about whether it will be held, if an election is held and somehow she does get into office, I am looking at verses about the woman riding the beast. So I'm thinking, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
All in all, I trust in the Most High. And I smile.
Mm-hmm.
Can't trust these people.
Mm-hmm. I'm cracking
Absolutely.
Up because I look forward to those debates. I look forward to those debates. It's going to be hilarious.
Shalom, yes. Family. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
You know, I hear a lot of people making fun of Joe Biden saying that he's having a stroke. That man has severe stuttering issues. So when he finds himself stuttering, he will stop and try to control it, and a lot of times he forgets what he was saying.
Mm-hmm.
So that has to be taken into consideration. But what about Trump? He says what he wants to say, and everybody jumps up and cheers for him like he's the great white hope. I'm not a fan of Joe's or Camilla by any means, but it's like a knife in my back that even though I hear people saying, you know, Trump is this and that, but look at Biden, Sleepy Joe, Pedophile Joe. Look at Trump. He has all those lawsuits against him for rape, for pedophilia.
Yeah.
He's killing all over his daughter. He's in the back of the Miss Teen USA pageant looking over the little young 14 and 15-year-old girl.
Yeah.
And as far as as far as having people rule over you by voting, you vote every day that people rule over you. You vote yes to stop when the police tell you to stop. You vote yes, I'm going to pay my gas and electric bill in order to keep it on. You vote no, it's going to get turned off. You vote yes to go to work to keep your job because you know if you don't, you're going to lose it. So in our life, in this hellhole that we're in, we vote every day. It's just how we choose to vote.
How you choose to look at it.
I'll just I'll say this. We know, people know how Trump feels about us. We're deceived, and I think that's the point I know I'm making about Joe Biden. People actually think he is for us, and we need to come out from that delusion.
Yeah, I mean, just like I'm with you, like I'm with you. Just know why you're doing it. That's all. Don't be under any misconstrued or misinformation. Know exactly why you're doing it. If you want to do it, do it. But know why you're doing it, because don't let anybody try to tell you it's one way when it's green, it's green. Don't let nobody tell you it's black when it's green, because it is what it is. It is what it is, and know why you're doing it. And do it again.
Right. While we were talking, I was looking online. There's a copy of Camilla's birth certificate online. They don't list her race, the baby's race, but they list the mother as Caucasian and the father as Jamaican.
Well, I don't know.
I think that's what we said. We didn't say anything other than that.
Huh?
Yeah.
I said that's what we said about the birth certificate, but we said that Kamala herself has been identifying herself as, well, allowing people to classify her as African-American. And then because she got caught, she started to clear it up to say she's Indian with a Jamaican father.
You sure did? Yep, I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess in California, you go by the race of the mother? Because I'm looking at her Oakland County birth certificate, and there's no space on here at all for the race of the baby. It just lists the mother and the father.
Yeah, I don't think anybody said her race was on her birth certificate, or I didn't hear that.
Okay.
No, her mother and her father classified her as white, and Kamala has always identified as white.
Until she tried to eat that fried chicken with some hot sauce on it.
Right, absolutely.
Because, guess what, guys, it's time to end the show.
We're at 5 o'clock. I think, you know, this has been a very interesting topic. It's been very heated, and everybody's very passionate about it, which it is. And I, like I said, I have my own opinion. I feel the way I feel. Everybody else feels the way they feel. I think it has to be your choice whether you choose to vote or not. But just know that there's no separation between parties. They all kick it together. They eat at each other's houses. Go watch that. Just go watch House of Cards. It's raunchy. I'm going to tell you, going in the door, they got all kind of raunchy stuff going on, but that's what they do. So watch it. If you get a chance, it's the 6 seasons on there, and it's the same storyline as what we're watching right now. Same storyline. Same political issues, same way with designated survivors, same political issues, same everything. So just know there's no difference between the parties. Everybody's just playing a role for the benefit of the people. They tell you what they want you to know. They tell you how they want you to know it, when they want you to know it, and it is what it is. By the time you get the story, they done rechanged it 3 or 4 times and doing something else. So I just want you to be well-informed and know that this is just not willy-nilly and you just decide to run for president. No, it's a system and a machine, and they choose who the running mates are. And then we follow suit and vote for these people so we can feel like that we're included in the situation. But at the end of the day, they've already chose who they're going to pick. On that note, we will see you guys on Tuesday. Brother William, would you give the number for the men's call and the time, please?
Let me look it up.
Okay, well, while he's looking it up, the women's call is Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The number is 712-770-4066, and the access code is 154-102-pound, 154-102-pound. If you can make it, the classes have really been good, and we have really been helping our women and myself as well, you know, come up with some ideas and things to make our health better, our minds better, our bodies better. It's really getting really good. And we're waiting on Brother William to come with the men's call.
I got it. It's 720-820-1215. That's 720-820-1215. It starts at 7:30 on Tuesday night.
All right, great. You guys keep Brother Yerachalam and Sister Rachel in your prayers because they are probably burying his father. Keep us in your prayers as well. You guys have a wonderful rest of your week. We'll see you on Tuesday night. If not, we'll be back on our regular call in the newcomers class on Wednesday for our Old Testament reading, and that number is 319-527-9197, 319-527-9197, and the access code is 256-039-POUND, 256-039-POUND. You guys have a wonderful rest of your week. Shalom, shalom, everyone.